Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I really do appreciate the time that you're with me. I do appreciate the time that, you know, you're interacting, sending me emails or sending me text messages. If you want to sign up for the text or text alerts, simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and I really do anything you got to say, as long as you're not being mean and nasty and just cruel for cruel's sake. It's one thing to call me out on something I've done or you think I've done, give me a chance to respond, but think I've done, that's different. But some of you just spew the party line, nothing. We don't, you know, real substance to it. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You're involved and engaged. And, oh my God, stop sending me this stuff. You know, you've heard a little bit about this. The Chicago girl, 14, and she was chased by gang members and then shot in the head. And I am sure, this is in Chicago, I am sure, it's real simple, that if guns were outlawed in Chicago, this would have never happened. Wait a minute, they are outlawed in Chicago. That's right, because now Chicago says, what's your name? Lightfoot says that, hey, if the neighboring states would outlaw guns, we wouldn't have this problem. Because, you know, once the criminals figure out that they're outlawed in the local states, other local cities, they'll stop doing all this, won't they? These people are whacked. There's no way around it. They're just whacked. 14-year-old Chicago girl was asked what gang she belonged to before three gunmen chased her and then shot her in the head. The girl was walking her dog around 6 o'clock on her way home from a store when with her boyfriend. All right, I'm sorry, but there's the first problem. Her boyfriend might have been a gang member. I don't know. A boyfriend? Are we for real? She was confronted by the trio in Chicago South Side. They asked her what gang she was affiliated with, which she said she wasn't. They chased her and opened fire. Raymond Lopez, the girl was struck from the Chicago Sun-Times. Raymond Lopez said the girl was struck in the head and taken to the Corner Children's Hospital. She remained in critical condition, Chicago police said there was no arrest. Of course not. Because everybody's got a gun. They're all running around shooting each other. Who are they going to arrest? Lopez told a newspaper, though, the suspects are believed to be ages 15 or younger. Hello? 15 or younger. What is a 15, 14, or 13-year-old doing out with... How do they get their hands on guns? I mean, I'm sure they, but you think they passed a background check? Right? Probably bought them at the local store with money that mommy and daddy gave them, right? I'm sure it was all above board, right? Apparently, these three are part of a new gang that has been recruiting from the surrounding neighborhoods. Just amazing. Several people were shot across the city on a Wednesday night. Usually they save this for the weekends. Two of them were fatal. 30 over the Memorial Day weekend. They had over 32 people shot and wounded. Right? The Chicago Police Department reported end of the month of May, 65 murders in 1 month. So far as the 2021, there have been 252 people killed, up from last year. Well, they're getting out and about now. You know, got to find some kind of activity to do, don't they? And again, as I was saying the other night, I'm not going to stop. Another Democrat city run by Democrats, and the people who are being shot, the people who are being victimized, they keep electing them in. What do they expect is going to change? They're not going to protect you. They don't care. Can we just make that the truth? They don't care. So you guys see the picture that AOC put up of her, grandmother's dilapidated Puerto Rican home? And somehow now she's blaming Trump. Now, the point that somebody brought up, which was great, you know, because all these Democrats, they want to help everybody. They want everybody to have the opportunity to live a nice, decent life, right? To have a nice place to live, the whole nine yards. AOC makes $186,000 plus a year. You know that? You know, that's what their salaries are. $186,000 plus. Are you telling me that a single woman making $186,000 a year couldn't help out her grandma? I mean, I didn't make that kind of money, relatively speaking. I helped out my grandmother. I helped out my mom. She couldn't send her a nickel. So she went down and took pictures of the place. Grandma, let me show everybody how bad you're living. You know it's Trump's fault. Because he didn't get relief down here fast enough for you. Trump blocked relief money from PR for Puerto Rico. Why? Because they were blowing it. They were wasting it. They were actually stealing it. The elected officials weren't getting it out to the people. Sorry, it's not our job to keep replacing that money. You elect them in. You suffer with them. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. This is Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. You know, just texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Right? I mean, you got to get informed and you got to get engaged. So, the Trump people, the Trump SCOTUS team, Barrett, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh, they sided with liberal Supreme Court justices in this particular computer fraud case. Now, the case is kind of it's interesting to me because, you know, I'm into technology, been for years. And the case has to do with a police officer who was paid to run a license plate you know, search, and it's a violation of the police department's policy. Now, according to the federal government, the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act is the law that he technically broke. But Amy Coney Barrett wrote, or writing for the majority, said, the officer technically did not access information he wasn't entitled to. He did misuse his access to information that he was authorized to see. So the court said that the officer didn't violate federal law. Now, look, none of us are really lawyers here. And I don't know if you break down that law, I don't know what it's all about, the computer fraud. I was always under the impression that police officers could only look up license plates or in the course of their duty. You know, you're speeding, you're doing something, they're checking out your car, they're doing whatever. I didn't know that was necessarily public info. But what she's saying here, what the justices were saying, is basically, well, he gets to see that for his job, so it's okay. She went on to say, this provision covers those who obtain information from particular areas of the computer, such as files, folders, or databases, to which their computers already have access. In some cases, depending on the department, what they don't. She said it does not cover those who, like Van Buren, the police officer, have improper motives for obtaining information that is otherwise available to them. Now, the breakdown pitted three Trump-appointed justices and the court's three liberals against three more senior Republican-appointed justices, Robertson, Clarence Thomas, and Alito. But the case is really focused on a narrow issue of statutory interpretation rather than the broad constitutional issue. So not a whole bunch going on here, but part of what the issue is, part of what the problem is will this protect you? Not you now. I'm sure a lot of you guys you might or might not be on the online dating services. The way the law is written is, in essence, it could be criminalized, you could be brought up on charges by embellishing on an online dating service profile. You know, instead of 290 pounds, I'm actually 192 pounds. And no, but I mean, embellishing about your school, your education, whatever. These computer laws, they really haven't been brought into the current century at all. And they really should lay out, we have the same problem in the school district world. How the computers get used, how long can they be used? Can people during their break hop on our computers and look basically at whatever they want to because it's their time. They should be allowed to do whatever they want to on their time. What are they authorized to do? Well, and this is how our laws are, but just to get an idea, an idea of what's going down here. Somebody said it was almost akin to a valet, for example, taking possession of a person's car to park it. He decides he wants to take it for a joyride. No, he can't do it. Not his car. He has a specific role to do with this. This is what the conservative justices argued. I agree with that. There's a specific role. And that's all they should be able to use it for. I won't say I was dismayed, but I really was kind of taken back to say, all right, so they could actually have access to this information and we would know it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was talking earlier, somebody was sending me an email. I was talking earlier about AOC and how she couldn't give her grandma a nickel to clean up her apartment. And one of the comments I made going out to the break was, we should be responsible for other people's bad choices. Somebody asked me if extended into health care. Really, do we have to go to that extreme? But really, I mean, seriously. I mean, first of all, like New York City, Chicago, and a few others, Seattle, Portland, why should federal tax money pay to clean those up? You guys voted them in. You guys put those losers in place. Yeah, I haven't got a better name for them. Right? I mean, remember Katrina? Oh, how bad Bush, bad Bush, bad Bush, bad. Everybody was on his case. What did we come to find out? That the local officials were raiding the coffers for the money it was going to take to clean up. That's why they could never get it done right. Same thing in Puerto Rico. The moron mayor was out there screaming about they don't even have water. And what is, anybody remember what she was standing in front of? Pallets full of water. They can't even lie right. AOC that said that, you know, Trump holding up the funds was systemic. Because, you know, that's what they do. When it comes to, you know, people of color, blacks, Hispanics, what have you, we hold up support to them. We won't give them the support that they need. These people are sick. Much of it can be traced to La Wanta. Well, the Wall Street Connection Fiscal Control Board that gave the U.S. the power over the island. She's going back and she's making these comments. She has no idea what she's talking about. Hurricane Marie killed over 3,000 and wreaked about $90 billion in damages in Puerto Rico. The federal government allocated about $63 billion in relief. But the Trump administration gave them money, but gave them strict guidelines on how to use it. Oh, my God, you mean you told them how to use the money? Of course we did. We're tired of the Democrats just taking that money and using it for whatever they want to. And the other thing, too, is that Puerto Rico has had a long history of mismanaging dollars. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, heat up your coffee. Come on back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. will share millions of doses of COVID vaccines with the countries that need it the most.
Having successfully secured enough supply of vaccine for Americans, we are donating surplus U.S. vaccine supply and encouraging other countries with surplus supplies to do the same.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients. Most of the vaccines will be directed to the United Nations COVAX program. That announcement came just shortly after the World Health Organization made a new plea for vaccine sharing due to spiking cases of COVID-19 in Africa. The WHO's vaccine expert is saying that immunizing children is not a high priority. They say this is given the limited global supply of vaccines at this time. A growing number of wealthier countries have authorized the shots for teens and younger children. This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby. You should be singing together, you and me. All night.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Just, you know, truly be part of the conversation. Being part of the solution. And I very much appreciate your time with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to, watching, or what have you. And that, you know, you've chosen this one, which makes me feel good. You know, it's all about me, too, right? We're there? All right. Rapid fire. We're going to do a couple of quick stories. You know, things that, again, we already know. You guys are pretty smart. I get the emails from you. I know you know what's going on. You're tuned in. You're plugged into what's happening. I don't know if you know this, but, you know, we've got the BLM flags and now the I don't know what they call it, the rainbow flag, right? Gay, lesbian, transgender. Because June is Gay Pride Month or something. I don't know, countrywide, I guess, right? So what I find interesting is what other flags do you are flown at all of at our embassies across the world? Do we fly the POW flag still at all? Are we flying any veterans flags? What else are we flying? Do we fly other flags for, you know, special days? Now you got Catholics and evangelical Christians that they're outraged that the Biden administration agreed to the so-called, you know, gay pride flag being posted outside the U.S. Vatican across the globe, including the Vatican. Right? I would like to know if that flag is flying in the Muslim countries and in any of the embassies we have there. No, really, seriously. I want to know if they're willing to offend the Muslim population the same way. And I don't think so. I would love to know. If anybody knows, if you got friends in these different, I'd love to find out. Will the Biden administration force embassies in Muslim countries to fly the gay pride flag? Todd Stern says, I sincerely doubt they'll offend Muslims, but the Democrats don't think twice about insulting Christians. They don't care about it. Well, they don't care about anybody, really, but themselves. You know, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts said, as a Catholic, I'm curious to know if the Biden-Harris embassy is in the holy, if they'll promote respect for Catholic teaching on family freedom of conscience. No, they'll do more stunts like this. They don't care. That's the sad part about it. They don't care because they know more and more of the quote-unquote Christian or conservative community is turning their backs on the Democrats. More and more Democrats are walking away that are evangelicals. They're getting it. They're seeing it. More and more in the black community, the Jewish community, are walking away. They're seeing it. Franklin Graham said, shame on our embassy, on our State Department, for allowing the American embassy at the Vatican to fly the LGBTQ pride flag. What an insult to the Catholic Church. The flag is promoting an agenda that not a country. That's true. They're promoting an agenda slash with BLM, a political cause. To give any one of those flags, even any flag, really, frankly, equal footing with the American flag is just wrong. Dead wrong. The embassy is not located inside the borders of the Vatican City, but in the same compound as the U.S. Embassy to Italy. Went on to say that I'm thoroughly disgusted, in my opinion, given the Catholic faith stance on homosexual activity. Such an action, you know, this is like an in-your-face thing. It'd be like in a Muslim country, right? What if we had, let's say, Evangelical Christian Month? We take the Christian, do you know we have a Christian flag? Anybody know that? We take the Christian flag, and we'll put that up on our embassies. What do you think? We should do that in every country we're in. I just have to ask. I want to know if this is just a political ploy, or they really believe what they say they believe. I don't think they do. Not by any stretch of the imagination. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Protesters across Portland, you know, that have taken over that city. Well, you know the old scorpion joke, right? It's in their nature. Protesters confronted Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler while he was dining with his family. This is amazing. One protester said, "You gas children in their homes." What the heck does that mean? That's not true, Wheeler responded. You need to leave and you need to stop. Well, listen, Wheeler, you brought this on. You allowed it to happen. You coddled these people. They've bit you several times now, and you still think you're going to make a change by just telling them, by giving them what they want. The Twitter thread originally started with Lewis talking about the mayor eating a burger at the Bamboo Sushi restaurant. Oh, my God, that's terrible. Why is he eating a burger? He shouldn't be eating a burger. He should be eating, what is that, near burger? Almost meat? But the thread quickly escalated a confrontation where a woman tried to throw an unknown substance at Wheeler. Probably that near meat, almost meat, could be meat. The video ends with the woman telling the mayor an obscene phrase, calling him an obscene phrase. She was escorted out of the restaurant. Mayor Wheeler has several similar incidents being accosted during his public outings, going out to eat or for a run or what have you. Remember when he marched with protesters back in 2020? Right? They had a right to protest, and he was marching alongside them, and then they bit him a couple of times. They gave him a hard time. Now he's condemning those riots. After he allowed them to take place, after he allowed them to destroy police cars and city property. Now, those people he supported, and again, it's going to happen everywhere. They can't be trusted. They're not on your side. They're now largely against him. Now he's got a problem, huh? Can't even eat a burger in peace in the city that he runs. That's great control, ain't it? You gotta love these people. Coca-Cola got a taste of... Yes, I did that, huh? Coca-Cola got a taste of its own reality. North Carolina County has banned Coca-Cola from the county. And, from county vending machines and such. So North Carolina County is banning Coca-Cola vending machines from its office buildings because of the company's politics. Surrey County Commissioner sent a letter to Coca-Cola saying that they were banning the machines in the county-owned buildings due to the Atlanta-based company's criticism of Georgia's new voter laws. Commission voted 3-2 to ban the machines. Millions of Americans believe that the last presidential election was not held in a fair manner. And, you know, and that didn't, just stop right there. Just stop right there. That's okay. That's what freedom of speech is all about. They should have the ability to voice their opinion. And they can voice it as to why. They got legitimate concerns. Harris said it was time that someone spoke out against the left-wing politics. He hoped that Surrey County's actions will spread across North Carolina, yet the problem goes beyond Coke. We're trying to cancel Coca-Cola, Harris told the local news source. We're going to use their own tactics against them. I've been saying this for years. Do what they do. Oh, no, we don't want to be like... Yeah, you do. Because it's the only thing they understand. They only understand that this is why they do it. Because it's what they understand to be true. The Biden administration keeps, and we'll talk about this morning outside of the break, but the Biden administration keeps dumping illegal aliens in Tennessee without the governor's permission. If I was the governor, you know what I'd do? I'd be scooping these people up and flying them to D.C. Let them go there. Hey, you guys want them? You want to spread them all over the place? Here, we'll start right here in your own backyard. What do you think? On the Todd Starnes show, Blackburn made a comment, you know, she said, your listeners, I would say, should be paying attention to the fact that our Border Patrol has now apprehended over 500,000 people at the border. God, let that kind of sink in. 500,000 people. This is since Joe Biden became president. Right? And you know where they're going? Nobody knows where they're going. Nobody knows where they've been released. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Isn't that just like a WAP brings a knife to a gunfight?
You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. That's the way you really learn what's going on. You know, we were talking about how the government, federal government, is actually illegally dropping these immigrants, illegal immigrants, in states that they should be doing, major cities. Right? So, Marsha Blackburn was talking about what they're doing in Tennessee. She was on the Todd Starn show. I did not know that it was this high, but over 500,000 people have been, illegal aliens have been grabbed there at the border. And originally, in Tennessee, the governor was contacted by the federal government. And they asked if it was okay, could they drop off a group of migrants there? This is what they're calling migrants. And mostly migrant children. Well, the governor respectfully declined, said, no, we're not interested. And the next thing he knew, there was a plane landing. And these kids were being dropped off in his city, in his state, in different cities. The problem is that this is causes pressure on some of the local communities. Federal government doesn't reimburse, doesn't give you any money for it. Oh, there's COVID money and there's block grants for this and block grants for that. But there's no real money to take care of this. The cities become responsible by law for their education, health care, housing, child services, all of that. And these kids have already been traumatized. They don't need any more aggravation. And you know, think about something. Nobody really crosses that border without first working through the cartel to work it out to make sure they have permission to come over. And they have to pay for it. So they have been under all kinds of aggravation, all kinds of stress. Some have been sexually abused. This is why they should put back into place President Trump's policy that they remain in Mexico and not allow these individuals just to walk into the country. Right? I mean, seriously, there's actually a closed border. We have a border. You know, and when the Democrats keep saying we have a secure border, how did 500,000 get through then, if it's so secure? I'm not a border security expert, so I'm just asking. I'm asking for a friend, you know, right? You know, it's amazing to me how much they really don't care about our safety. They don't care about our people. All right, so here's one for the books. Should give you the ability to go ahead and buy a lottery ticket anyway. Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough did something that most big media hosts won't do. He actually complimented President Trump after, what, years and years of pounding on him. He said, you know, he must have swallowed hard. Donald Trump and the administration made some very smart bets. He made some really good choices that the EU did not, said Scarborough. The group did go on to complain, however, that most of the Republicans still aren't wanting to get the vaccine. I mean, they had to blow right past it because there's no way they're going to give kudos to President Trump in any way, shape, manner, or form, right? He said, I guess, you know, they just, what they don't realize, and I had this conversation with a couple of friends today. I mean, Republican conservative friends. And it wasn't that they weren't taking it well. They just really weren't into it like I was. I said, bottom line is this. You don't have a right to force me to put anything in my body. Period. No, especially an adult. And even the vaccines that your kids are required to have for school, you can usually opt out of them for religious reasons. But you're not going to be—you are not going to be able to do it with COVID. You watch. They're going to push you to take it. They're going to push your kids to have it before they go back to school or into school. Not going to be happy. I don't know if you know this, but former Vice President Pence delivered a speech in New Hampshire. He called out the Biden administration's wholehearted embrace of radical leftist policies. Pence was speaking at the annual Lincoln Reagan dinner in Manchester. And he really went after Biden. I mean, I'm surprised. He went after Biden big. Under the Biden administration, he said patriotic education has been replaced with political indoctrination. They abolished our 1776 commission and authorized teaching critical race theory in our schools. Pence had noted many of us have feared all along that critical race theory is nothing more than an attempt to brainwash white children to be ashamed of their skin color. Instead of teaching all our children, regardless of race or creed or color, to be proud of the country, critical race theory teaches children not to be proud of the country. To see the country for what they believe it is. Truly racist, and you white people are it's your responsibility. Well, he said, let me say, as my friend Tim Scott said, with great effect on national stage not long ago, America is not a racist country.
It's past time for America to discard the left-wing myth of systemic racism, said Pence. See, that's where Zoe is correct. There is systemic racism. It is pushed, propagated, and held in high esteem by Democrats. He said he commended state legislators all across the country, governors, for banning critical race theory. I mean, I don't care if you lose federal funding, you lose federal funding. So be it. Our kids deserve to be taught the truth and not be used as political pawns because of dollars. That's what it boils down to. They want to make sure they get their money. He said, well, we're not perfect yet. We ought to do justice to all the progress that has been made and recognize that the United States of America is the most just, noble, and inclusive nation that has ever existed on the planet. Right? I mean, seriously. And that's what they do teach on a regular basis. Very sick people. Why would you think about how brain dead you have to be to want to live in, be in, especially if you're black or Hispanic or what have you, right? To be in a country that you're told or you believe hates you. That you're told will do everything it can to stop you. Now, you came here for what you say is freedom. And yet you're going to live in a place that you're being told is trying to take your freedom away. Don't you love it? All right, Joe Biden. Again. He won't do his job, so Greg Abbott is stepping up. He said, now, I'm not a big Abbott fan. I mean, he's doing what he can to fix the damage he did to begin with. See, if most of these judges, I mean, most of these governors, had basically stood their ground early on. I'll give you the 2 weeks. Maybe even three, because the government's slow on stuff. But at some point, the governor's like, okay, that's it. I'm done. We're done. It's over. So Texas has decided to take the border crisis into its own hands. It's issued a disaster declaration because the Biden administration has abandoned it. Now, according to Greg Abbott, Governor Abbott, they're completely ignoring the crisis of the border, and because of that, as governor, I'm having to step up and do the federal government's job. We're going to instill safety. We're going to do things in Texas that no state has ever done before when it comes to cracking down on anybody coming across the border. We're going to step up and secure the border ourselves. Now, Rick Perry did this. You know, he did it with the Texas Rangers. And he was able to block that border off. He did a great job at it. Abbott told Kelly he's already deployed more than 1,000 Texas Department of Public Safety officers, as well as National Guard troops along the border. He says, we're going to ratchet up our efforts along the border to make sure that we help secure our state and our country. Abbott added that the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas seems to live in a different universe. He can come down and look. That guy can come down and look at the same thing they're looking at and not see the damage that's being done, not see the pain in the same way. Mayorkas says that the border is secure. I would say to him, what do you mean by secure? Define secure. What's your perception of secure? Do you want to live in a house right there on the border? It would be outrageous, but sounds bizarre and crazy because they literally have no idea. You know, and again, this comes from Abbott. He's like, I tell you, if they're just trying to disinform the public, they really don't know, but they have no idea. They won't really take stock of what's going on down there. And, you know, Kamala, she won't show up. What is she afraid of? I mean, she was put in charge of this. If you're put in charge of it, don't you want to do it? So I'm a senior host. Hey, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can sign up for the email blast. There's so much you can do. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.